Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, when we talk about the Trinity, we talk about lots of different symbols, lots of different images that can relate the Trinity to us. Trinity, as it's given to us as a doctrine of the church, is at its essence a mystery. Even as the church, we don't try to understand it fully. We try to know that God, as mystery, as ultimately unknowable in this frame of life, one day, perhaps certainly differently, but in this world, we need to have metaphors in order to describe things. And so things like the clover leaf has been a traditional symbol of the Trinity. There's been others as well, and it's important to remember that all of these images are somehow imperfect. They might do a little bit of a job to make things clearer to us, but ultimately imperfect. Another image that's been popular across the years is the idea of water, especially as we've become to understand that the water exists in these three different forms, both liquid, but also ice and as a gas. Liquid or water can exist in those three ways. It's still water, but it's experienced differently. That's another way that sometimes people have described the Trinity. Another way is the image of an apple. What is an apple? It's got a skin that often has a bright color. It's the flesh on the inside that is good and sweet to eat. But then there's also the seeds. And all of those elements are the apple, but they all need each other in order to exist. Another one like this is the image of an egg. The shell, the white, and the yolk, all making up the egg. But again, they're all imperfect. They don't do the job of describing the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, perfectly. One of the more recent images that I've seen, I stumbled upon this not too long ago. You remember these? These are fidget spinners, right? Fidget spinners are those little toys that you hold between your fingers and you spin them. And they spin round and round. Well, they have like three points on them. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's kind of the way we talk about God most of the time, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Only when you spin them, it's all one God. Again, doesn't work perfectly, but it's out there. Most of the images that we work with revolve around some sort of triangle, some sort of way of getting at this idea that God exists in three ways, but as one God. God in three persons, sometimes we say. God in three ways, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Advocate, perhaps, different ways of doing that. You can dress up the triangle and make it look fancy and give it all kinds of special ways of looking at it, but it ultimately comes down to this idea that God is these three expressions, that there is distinction, but there is also connection. If you really want to get complicated, I could do another hour or so on all of the different connections that can be made throughout the scriptures. But ultimately, when we talk about the Trinity, it's important for us to remember that it's not about what God is. It's not about the form of God, wherever God exists, however God exists, but about how God functions, about how God becomes real in our lives, about what it means for us to have that relationship with God. This is about what it means to be in relationship with God. In some ways, in relationship, just like we are in relationship with important people in our lives. This is my mother. She would hate that I'm showing you this picture, although I think she's beautiful. She's actually wearing the little necklace that I got her for her 80th birthday recently. So, thanks to my mom becoming 80, and this is my mom. But my mom, I could describe her as a human made up of mostly carbon and water, right? Born in 1943, I already told you she was already 80 years old, who identifies as a female presently living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That would describe my mom. But it's not really who my mom is it? It's not what she is for me, who she is. She would like this picture a lot better. This is the picture taken at my son's wedding a couple years ago now. And this picture is better, I think, not just because maybe we, you know, have our hair done nice and are standing up straight. I think I'm standing up straight. I'm not sure. But this picture describes to us who my mom is and who we are for each other, how we function to each other, how we become the people that we need in our lives for each other. It's not about what, but how and who we are for each other. And so when I see this picture, I see not just my mom a couple days after her 80th birthday wearing her new birthday necklace, but I see the woman who baked cookies for me when I was a kid. I see the woman who loves kids and taught preschool for many years. I see the person who still gives me advice, who loves to knit, who doesn't like computers very much, but learned to text so that she could communicate with her grandchildren. I see the person who goes shopping with her friends and the person who reads about historical women. It's about the how and the who. It's about the relationship that we are together. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about the relationship that is the Trinity, that is God, but not God just as God's self, but the relationship that God has with and for us. In a sense, the best metaphor, although it's still imperfect, I think, for God as Trinity, is God is relationship. The way we experience one another, the way we talk to one another, the way that we think about one another, the way we remember one another across the miles and across the years, that is how God exists, whether God is away from us, close to us, in us, through us, and with us. So as we look at these things today, and I already gave you the opportunity to practice this, when you got up and you greeted one another, you knew how to do that, right? You knew how to be in relationship with people that are sitting around you that you may or may not have known before, right? You could do that. So I'm going to have you do it again. I know, you can complain to me later, but we're going to do this. I want you to find somebody near you. It can be the person you came to church with, but I want you to think about who is somebody in your life, and I want you to talk about this with the people around you. Who is somebody in your life? Like I picked my mother. You can pick somebody in your family, a close friend. Don't pick somebody that you don't know, not like a celebrity or a historic figure. Somebody that's in relationship with you in your life. How do they relate to you? What kind of relationship do you have? But then how is that relationship brought to life? In the same way that I told you a little bit about my mom and about how she would bake cookies for me and how she still gives me advice, how she still relates to children when she's called to help them learn to plant sunflower seeds. How can we still experience that relationship? What is it about your relationship that is brought to life? I'm going to ask you to take about 2 minutes. I'm going to step back, find somebody around you, talk about those questions.